Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. It is Monday morning in Bali, a new day and a new week, and I am thrilled that I get to help you start this day right. Hey, I want to tell you about the next Big Life Retreat opportunity. So we are somewhere different in the world for a new location, a new adventure with new people every month of the year. Our retreats sell out crazy fast, so we're already sold out all the way up till July. And I want to let you know about our July opportunity. I just posted it on Facebook. Registration is not even open yet. So that means it's not sold out yet. If you're hearing this, hey girl, do you want to come spend the weekend with me? The dates are July 19th through 21st. It is our Big Life Lake Retreat on Buchanan Lake, which is near Austin, Texas. And this is just a girls' weekend at the lake. I love the lake. It is the most relaxing, fun time for me. So I want to know if you want to come to the lake with me for a weekend with your Big Life sisters. It is just relaxing and fun. I'm going to buy all these huge floaties and connect them all in the lake. I found a fabulous retreat house on 10 acres of private lakefront property. It's going to be fantastic. This retreat is for up to 26 people. The cost is $620, which is all-inclusive minus the travel. Again, the dates are July 19th through 21st. If you're interested in coming, what you need to do is find me on Facebook, my personal page, Pamela Krim, C-R-I-M. And I actually have it as a pinned post at the top of my page right now, so you can find it easily. You can look through the pictures, look at a few of the details that I've posted, and you can comment on that post there and let me know if you would like one of the tickets. I will go through those comments and personally message each one when the registration opens, and I'll send you the private registration link first. So this one will probably sell out very quick when registration does open. It has not opened yet. We're just taking down the names of those who want to join us. So hop on over, find me on Facebook. Again, it's Pamela Krim, C-R-I-M. My current profile picture is me holding a monkey in Bali. Make sure you comment there. All right, I have a fabulous devotional to share with you that I've literally sat on the shores of East Bali for the last 3 hours and done an in-depth Bible study to bring this one to you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Jesus, Keep the Wheel. We love the God of yes and right now. But isn't it the same all-knowing, all-powerful, loving, and gracious God who also says no and not now? Did you know the Holy Spirit not only opens doors, but honey, he closes doors. He redirects us down a different path for divine purposes we may not know or understand. Our role in this partnership with God is to seek, listen, and follow. His role is to align, guide, and direct. Earlier today, I saw this great little video by a funny gal named Ellen demonstrating what our surrender to God really looks like. The title says POV, which means point of view, letting Jesus take the wheel. So she's sitting in the passenger seat of her car, allowing Jesus to take over driving. And it's like, oh, yeah, this feels good, Jesus. You drive. And then it starts happening. So Jesus, like it says 55, and we're only going like 20. Like you can go faster. Wait, Jesus, there's the turn. Oh, wait, you missed it. So like that's where everyone else usually turns. Don't you want to go back? And then she says, Okay, so like I thought this was going to be more like you drive a little, then I drive a little. Like we take turns, Jesus. Aren't we going to take turns now? And isn't that what we do? Jesus, you take the wheel when I don't know what to do. But when I think I've got this, then let me drive. Let me set the pace. Let me turn where I want to turn. We're good at letting Jesus take the wheel, but how are we with letting him keep the wheel? Sometimes I feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit that says, go. And I love it when I get the green light. I'm a go girl. I like green lights. And I've grown to love it when the Holy Spirit says, this is what I want you to say, Pamela. Now say it. Okay, Jesus, I love talking. Tell me all about what to say, and I will talk all day long. But sometimes the Holy Spirit tells me to shut my mouth. Sometimes the Holy Spirit says, be still. Sometimes the Holy Spirit says, I know you can do this, but I don't want you to. And I don't really like that. And the question becomes, will I let him keep the wheel when he slows my roll or directs a turn I don't want to take? I naively assumed the Holy Spirit would co-sign all of my good intentions. I believed that all positive work would be spirit approved and blessed with expedience. I was wrong. What Bible was I reading? Oh, it was the same one I'm reading now. It's just now I'm reading between the lines of quoted feel-good scriptures to see the deeper works of the Holy Spirit I had been missing. And my whole life is making a whole lot more sense now. The story I found today, Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas were missionaries for God. Their intentions, they were good intentions. Their works were positive. They were saving souls for Jesus. But when their positive works of intended good were met with a no from the Holy Spirit, we have to take notice. Acts chapter 15, verses 6 and 7 says they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia. They had been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they came to Magia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. Okay, so don't get lost in this. Let me give you a quick little geography lesson. It's not that I knew this crap, y'all. I had to Google and Google and Google to understand where these places were because names have changed. This area of Asia is actually our modern-day Turkey. Okay, all of these towns were the different regions of Turkey, northern Turkey, southern Turkey, western Turkey. And the Holy Spirit would not allow Paul and Silas to share the word of God here. It was a no. And sometimes a no from God just doesn't make sense. Why, God? Like, why wouldn't you want your word shared here? Why wouldn't you want these disciples of Jesus to share the good news with people who had never heard it? I often find myself pleading my case with the Holy Spirit. I'm all whiny like, but why, God? Like, my heart is in the right place. It feels right. It's what I want to do. And then I eventually start taking the wheel back into my own hands and doing what I want to do because God's answer of no doesn't make sense to me. Sound familiar? Do you do it too? Oh, you have some messes in your life right now as a result, don't ya? Me too. The Holy Spirit limited Paul and Silas for a very specific reason, and we read it in the next two verses. So Acts 15, still, verses 8 and 9, says, during the night, Paul had a vision in which a Macedonian man was standing and pleading with him, cross over to Macedonia to help us. After we had seen the vision, Luke says, we immediately made efforts to set out from Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Macedonia is in northern Greece, and this is where God had a few divine appointments for them. In Greece, God's Spirit would work through them to save entire families through miraculous works and wonders. When the Holy Spirit limited them in Turkey, it was a divine redirection to Greece. Could your limitation be a divine redirection? It's not here, but there. Go there, my girl. God has work for you to do there. The Holy Spirit will flow through you for greater purposes there, but you won't understand it if you stay here. Does God have permission to redirect you? Does he? Have you given him permission to redirect you? When he limits you, are you going to fight him? Or will you look for the redirection? When he closes the door, are you going to stand there and beat down the door in frustration and self-will? Or will you seek a vision for the open door he is directing you to? All of this left me to wonder why God wouldn't let Paul and Silas teach his word in Turkey. The purpose behind the limitation was to get them to move on to Macedonia in Greece then. But it wouldn't always be a closed door in Turkey. In Acts 18, verse 21, Paul says to the people in Ephesus, which is in Turkey, "I will come back to you again if God wills." He willingly left where he wanted to be in obedience to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. He left in faith. He left knowing this wouldn't be the end if God so desired to bring him back. And guess what? God did bring him back. This was a timing thing, a divine timing thing that human minds can't comprehend. And eventually, Paul travels back to Ephesus, the ancient port city in Turkey, and the doors are wide open for sharing and baptizing. In fact, other people God had called had already started the work, and Paul walked in and further helped them. Acts 19, verse 10 says, "All the residents of Asia," what is this? It's really modern-day Turkey. "All of them, both Jews and Greeks, heard the word of the Lord." Chapter 16, the Holy Spirit wouldn't let them share the word and close the door. Chapter 19, the Holy Spirit guides them back to the exact same place. And everyone came to hear about Jesus. Everyone. Just because the Holy Spirit shuts it down now doesn't mean it's going to be shut down forever. Maybe this is a timing thing. And maybe it's bigger than you know of now. Will you give Jesus the wheel and let him keep the wheel? Will you seek, listen, and follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit when he says yes and when he says no, when he says right now and when he says not now? May we grow to love the God of every answer and trust he sees it all, he knows it all, and he controls it all. And honey, he controls it way better than we ever could have. Jesus, I give you the wheel, and this time I'm going to try real hard to let you keep the wheel. May I pray with you today? Join me right now. Good morning, Papa God. Thanks for waking us up today. We're here to give you the wheel back. Please forgive us for taking it last time when we thought we knew what we were doing, when we wanted something different. We give it back to you, God. And we're going to try real hard to let you keep it. God, we trust you. We are seeking you. We want your way, God. We want your timing. And so we're turning this over again. Lord, you have permission to redirect us. You have full permission to guide us where you want us to go in your timing. I pray that today we would just get better at this following you and trusting you and walking in your will thing, Lord. Thank you for your patience with us. I'm so grateful for every soul around the world you've brought to hear this today. And I pray over their families. I pray for your provisions. I pray for your protection. I pray your blessings, your grace, your mercy, your favor. I thank you so much for all that you're doing. It is in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, my friends. Well, I sure did enjoy digging deeper in this kind of between the lines passages that we kind of skip over and really seeing how does the Holy Spirit work? And what do we do when he says no? Why does he say no? Is it a redirection? Is it a timing thing? Yeah, it is. I love you wildly. Have a beautiful day. I would love to meet you again tomorrow. And hey, don't forget, if you want to come hang out with me on Lake Buchanan near Austin, Texas in mid-July, hop on over to my personal Facebook page. It's Pamela Krim, C-R-I-M. And make sure that you comment on that post so I know to reach out to you as soon as registration opens. I anticipate all those spots will go really quickly. And I would love to meet you and share a weekend of life on the lake with you. Have a beautiful day, my friend. I love you wildly. Goodbye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.